she's higher as Nisi. But then she produces the Shtah, and the Shtah, if the Shtah had his man, so then everybody would see that it's the last day of Nisi, it's Choftes Nisi. So that means that this news took place while she was still a Nishishish, she would be higher as Nisi. But if it doesn't have his man, so she, even though Avin testified that she committed adultery, let's say, on the first of Nisan, but she'll produce the get and she'll say, I got divorced in order. By the time of this news, as to which they didn't testify, I was already pnui. So Meleid, he'll be mechapa. So because of that, the Chachomo Misake, it should have zman. Mishim Basachei, say, she'll mechapa oleo, kishen bizman. The way I'm leaning on, uk meaches kasi shishish, behashku b'igash, kibi shibush al-fadim. So Teisvah says, so Teisvah was bothered by Kashi. How would the husband be able to protect her, to be mechapa upon her? Falsely. How? In other words, if Aiden come and testify that on the first of Nisan she was Mizani, and she produces a get, the get his nose man, she'll say, I was divorced in order. Now it's already here. So then we should rely on Chazoke, because she has a status quo of being a Nishishish. So Mimele, we should say, so even though now she produces a get, so now she is Megereshes, now it's here. But the first of Nisan, we should assume that on the first of Nisan, her status quo of Ishishi is still continued. Now she is Megereshes. So we should give up Nisa anyway. So Teisa says, no, we basically couldn't meet out Nisa. Kibim she yigrush al panim. In other words, since we know that the status quo was changed, and the question is, when did they change? Did they change in order? There are some male issues now, Chayim Smise, or it changed at the end of Nisan. So she is Chayim Smise. So we cannot meet out Nisan. But, kamo gimores, that we rely on Chazoke, even when the status quo was changed. And the question is, did they change some time ago, or it changed only today? So we say that it changed only today. So there is a lot of Chazoke, we rely on Chazoke. Even the Chazoke was Ruchan Konein. So how is it that here Teisa says, he was Ruchan Konein, so Mila Teisa could be Talib Mise. So obviously the Pshat in Teisa is that that Malkin or Chazoke is Seikun Mise of Mila Chazoke is, but when can we give Mise on the basis of Chazoke de Mikore? Only if there is no Reyesel Konein. But if the Chazoke has a Reyese, then Mise we cannot give. And in Nisa we rely on Chazoke, even if the Chazoke has a Reyese. But Mise we cannot give. If, let's say, now, suppose two Aiden come and testify that a certain married woman committed adultery, and then she says, I was divorced from my husband. It's already a year that I was divorced from my husband. So Bezdin tells her, why don't you produce it? She says, well, I misplaced it, I lost it, I don't have it. So then Bezdin will meet out Nisi. Why? Because multiple Chazokes, we say, we say, Chazokes. So over there is no reason for Nisi. She says that she had the get, and the get got lost. But we don't see any reason in Chazoke. Mashainkin, if she does produce it, and the get does not have his man, and the get does not have his man, so even though in Nisa Beheter, in all the races, we rely on the Chazoke, even though there is a Hual Lefaneinu, but Mise we cannot give. Why? Because Chazoke, I mentioned it many times, that Chazoke, there are two alochas in Chazoke. First of all, Chazoke is a bill. Chazoke is a bill. And then, besides being a bill, even when it cannot be a bill, so it's effective between Razdin. Because we learn it out from the goyim. Now the kohen, if there is a nega in the bayis, so the kohen has to close the bayis. So we should be cheshish. Maybe the nega was nifchas. The answer is we rely on chazoke. So Teisa says that Detzel Sakosov tells us. Don't have any more. So Teisa says. Oh, the Gemara learns out that you did on the bay is a chum that we rely on chazoke from nigi bat. So the Gemara says, oh, Omar Shmuel ben Achmin and Rabbi Yisrael Makrov yotza akim na bayis al Pesach bayis v'yizgir as a bayis shiras yomim. Dilma adenof igvos et botzal nishur. So this is a sikashe. He says, Abul Koshi, the tina achich the leker ayese, Abul hich the iker ayese, kim sakin shenim tziv zgumo, v'chinech b'shnayim shenitmo. Vaday b'shus rabim v'tarim shenim et chazoke, kehagavnim nolom dazminu bas chazoke. V'yish leima dochenam yish reyese gdeye. The Abul B, the ishtakach shechosa lachar shivo, in other words, the halacha is that if the kohen found the shiur nega, and then he closed the door, and then after 7 days when he opens up, so we see that it was substantially diminished. We are not mitarim afreya all those who were on the bais within the 7 days. Why? Because we assume, since when he closed the door, let's say he closed the door a week ago at 7 o'clock, a week ago, let's say on Thursday at 7 o'clock in the morning, he closed the door, and then now, so he opens up the house, he finds it substantially diminished. So then we assume that it had that size all the time. When was it diminished only today, even though it's one of an, so even in such a case, the Torah says that we are not mitayel mafreya all those who are on the bais. So in other words, that's exactly the kasuv that we rely on chazoke even when chazoke is zura lefaneinu. So that's not mitam biro, because when is chazoke biro if there is no reyes lefaneinu? So in other words, if a woman commits adultery, she's a married woman, and she says she was divorced but she lost the get, so then there is a biro that seems she was married, so she's still married. Masha'in came if she produces a get. So we know that the status quo changed. The shayla is, when did it change? Did it change in Odea? Or it changed at the end of Nisan? So then the Ibiru we don't have. But in Nisan Ha'etea, we still rely on Chazoket. That's the exercise of Kosovo, of Nigibatim. But that's only B'tiras D, not B'tiras Biru. So we may But in Foshes, in order, we cannot be manish misofik. In Isav Heta, so that's exactly Zakosov. Even though we don't have a biro, we rely on Chazoket. But Mashiach came to be manish, a manish misofik. So only when there is no Reyesel Fanele. So Mimele, when Teisve says that Nide, Teisve Zekashe, Vim Teima, Im Kena Fu Yishazik Yisroi, V'yesh Leima Adeino B'cheska Shetirei Likosho. So what does it mean? So that negates the chazoke completely, just because she ain't of the cheska she derei kol shor. But she became asuro. She has one riyah. She becomes asuro. So she until she's developed. So she's asuro. The answer is, since it's ain't of the cheska she derei kol shor, so it's also mishtanis. So mele chazoke asuro mishtanis is not even varia. It's like a chazoke that has a reis. Since it's a chazoke asuro mishtanis, so that eliminates, that takes off the biru of the chazoke. But the din of chazoke is still shayach. It's not weaker than a chazoke that is hura lefaneinu. So it's still effective in Nisa v'Heter. But it can only be effective with tiras din, but not with tiras biru. So mele, this shita is, we can say that, as the Maharik says, that Teisveshit, since Teisves Girsa is Havedom Shebeavo, Teisveshit is in the Rambam, that according to Joseph Havedom Shebeavo, so we need both Dovah Shebeavo and this Chazik Yisroel. We need both Dovah Shebeavo and this Chazik Yisroel. So then it, but if we have both, so then, and Idechot is not Lemon, even if this Chazik Yisroel is not the kind of an Chazik Yisroel that is a bill. Masha'in came Ligabei Eidechot Nem Yisurin, even if we say that an Eidechot, so even if we say that an Eidechot in Shor Yisurin, is not Nemon, where it is Chazik Yisurin, there is still a difference between Domashe Be'arvo and non-Domashe Be'arvo. Because by dechot nembisum, so only dechot has the mones by soy. And even if there is, even if it, this is chazik isorei, as long as there, we don't have the mivarer of his chazik isorei, so then in dechot is nemon by isorin, by non dorosh be'almes. When is the dechot not nemon? When is the dechot not nemon? In other words, if the dechot says the truvein, the owner of the crop, so he took off tumis amaisis. He took off tumis amaisis. So Memele is not Nemon because he testifies against the biru of his chazik isorei. And there it's not Ural Faneinu, because we don't, when would it be Ural Faneinu if we knew that the owner of the crop, the Baal HaKri, did take off Trumas Maisres? And the question would be, when did he take it off? Did he take it off a month ago, or he only took it off today? But if we know, if we don't know anything that he took off, so it's like this chazik isorei v'lishishish. So Mele, by the, even if we say that an idechot is not Nemon be Isuri, if it is Chazik Isuri, there is still a difference between non-Dorosh Be'al and Dorosh Be'al. I mean, that would be very strange. So then it will turn out that there is really no difference. No, but even if we were to assume, like that the alternative in the Gemara in Yevamos Abayim, that an idechot is not Nemon, to say, let's say, that Ruvin the Baal HaKri was mafkish Trumas Maisres. So over there is not Nemon. Why? Because the Idechot testifies against the Birur of Chazoket in Mikore. So an Idechot has no nemenes to be Mivareh neged the Birur of Chazoket in Mikore. Only two Eidim can be Mivareh against the Birur of Chazoket in Mikore. But an Idechot does not have the Keach to be Mivareh neged the Birur of Chazoket Mikore. Chazoket Mikore. But suppose there is no Biro of Chazoket Mikore, just the Din of Chazoket Mikore, then Nidachot would be named. Masha'inkin Gabi Dovash Be'arvo. So even according to Tesis Girse, of Havid Dovash Be'arvo, of Havid Dovash Be'arvo, so he is not Nemon true. It, without his Chazik Yisroel, then Nidachot has Nemonis in Dovash Be'arvo. But if it is his Chazik, there is a, after all, there is a special Alochim in Dovash Be'arvo. There is a special aloha, we learn it out from Momay. So it cannot be based upon the din of Nemones of Idechot in other Yisurim, not Dovah Shabbat. So then there is no difference. And there is a special Yalfuse of Dovah Dovah Mimomay that an Idechot is not Nemon by Dovah Shabbat. So true, according to the Marik, according to the Gears of Avodah Shabbat, an Idechot is only Nemon, is only not Nemon in Dovash Be'arvo, if it is his Chazik Yisurei. But if it is his Chazik Yisurei, then an Idechot is not Nemon, even if the his Chazik Yisurei is not a Mibareh, just a Din. So Memele, Teisves says the Kasha, Din Teim Arim Kinaf Lis Chazik Yisurei. So why do we say that an Idechot is not Nemon Neged Chazok El Mikore? So he says, "V'yish liba din bechaz mishterei kol shor." So Mele is chazoka asuri lishtanis. If chazoka asuri lishtanis, it's like chazoka shiur alufaneinu. So Mele it's not a mivareh, but it didn't chazoka it is. And but since it's not a mivareh, so the dechot has the mones, and the dechot does not have the mones according to that tzad in the Abayi Vomes to test to be mivareh against the biur of his chazik isure. Mashenkin here, this chazik isure is not a mivareh because it's also lishtanis. But if Nideh had been considered the Dovah Shebe'arvo, so then an Idechot is not Nemon, neged Chazoke, even if the Chazoke is not a Mivareh. Is not a Mivareh. All right. Now, we didn't learn the thesis yet of Nideh Dehava Kolei Shebatel. That we omitted. Nideh Dehava Kolei Shebatel. Bidalet Garsino. Kenedes Dinemomenes within the Foshes. Wie ist die Goris Arayes Bereish, Veloi Nihire, die im Kein, Mai Mishane, Ey Dechot Nem Biso, Ma Hoyo Ila Haske Rissurin, Wo Er Ve Name Hu Yisser, Wo Ho, Name Yisser Hu, Wie Ho Ka Avlo Nehna, Le Dome Lisho Arayes, Wie Have Le Liki Tam, So that was, that took your service. One girl says, Mide Dahava Koledish, So Tehishu says at first, that's the right girls.
There was another deal say, Mir dahad al kol ha-gayisha. So Tesis at first says that this is an incorrect girsa. Because if we are girls, now you more as a cash, we boy you have gone on fishing king is more, we boy it, hey, Mir dahad al kol ha-gayisha, but hey, what is Naranja Tero? So in other words, So the Makshi mentioned already the halacha of Yidom Hashem Be'al Pars Mishnah. So then how can the Tarsa say, Idecha Ben Miso? And then the Makshi asks him, it's Yidom Hashem Be'al Pars Mishnah. So if we are giving us Midah Ve'akol Ed Yeshem Be'teo, so then we say that the Makshi so far did not emphasize this point of Yidom Hashem Be'al Mishnah. So the mail that the original Tarsa assumed that there is no aloche of Yidosh and Be'al Mishnah. But if we are gerus, meaning the Harakol HaRayish HaBateo, so the Makshin emphasize this point of Yidosh and Be'al Mishnah. So how can the Talzin tell him? I mean, the Talzin just ignores the Kashi of the Makshin. The Makshin asks him, on the basis of the aloche of Yidosh and Be'al Mishnah, so then he tells him, Idach Adam Misom. Of course, that was the kashe of the Makshi. True Idach Adam Misom. That's by other Misom. In Misom, that another was Shebeavo, but not the Shebeavo. So he says, so at first he says that it's an incorrect yes. And then he says, Umiyu Yishleim Adohim. Idach Adam Misom Lahat. Behold, the boy Trey, Hanem Milalese, the Chadlav Kolkiminei. So then Tesis says that we can accept the Gyose of Midi Dahava Kolakayesh. But then the question arises, how does he answer in Yachman Bisson? So he's just ignoring the Kashe. He avoids the Kashe. The Kashe was, I mean, the Makshin mentioned that in the Kashe, Midi Dahava Kolakayesh Mateo, after all, this is a special category of Yisrael. This is the Yisrael of Dovah Shebe'elvo, and the Yisrael of Dovah Shebe'elvo. So we don't say Dachadon Bisson. So how can the Talzin just ignore the kashe of the explicit kashe of the Makshin and give him an answer? Idachadon Bisson. But this is what the Makshin asked him. Idachadon Bisson doesn't apply here. So he says, no. It's not that he ignored the kashe. He knew very well the Talzin, the original Talzin, knew very well what the Makshin meant. What did the Makshin mean? The Makshin said, how can the Dechot be Nemor? To say that the get was written Lishmo, but Arayis, Dovash Be'alvo, required to aid him, and he is only the Dechot. So the original Tarzan in the Teretz, the Dechot and Biso, true Arayis required to aid him. That's only an Edis of Leeser in the Dovash Be'alvo, requires to aid him. But an Edis of Lehatir in Dovash Be'alvo, doesn't require to aid. The whole Zeres HaKosov, what the Talzin said, is that the whole Zeres HaKosov of Vindoro Shebe'avo Poches Mishnayim is only that Le'eseya, Doro Shebe'avo Le'eseya, Eidechot is not Nenon, but Le'hatiya. So Doro Shebe'avo is not distinguished from not Doro Shebe'avo, from non Doro Shebe'avo, from non Doro Shebe'avo. So then, that's what the original Talzin thought. So it's only the Havamidah. But then the Gemara says, Eim Adam Rin Yidach Ben Bisson, Yechtich Asof Yishtol Chilu Sof Yishtol Shumen, Lo Yishchazi Gisurei, Aval Hochet Yishchazi Gisurei Dei Shishi Shal Yidom Shal Shal Shumayim. So the Gemara is refuting it. In other words, the Gemara is saying, no, the Aloch of Dov Shal Shumayim implies not only that Le'eseya Dov Shal Be'alvo requires to aim, but even Lahatir Dov Shal Be'alvo requires to aim. That's how it's mashed. All right, now then he says, Avo hodi koma, kolarayas lo se shabbe, in my kolika doba shebeavo in pochus mishnayim, zeu ben shishish, begitnu vildushi, uznuz de shishish leis balbay. But the loshin, mide de habe a kolarayas shebeteo. So that indicates, that has the connotation, that there are so many examples of doba shebeavo. Mide de habe a kolarayas. So he says, it's not a very big list. I mean, Dov Shebe'alvo includes only several things.
Just like niskatchon is galshon zin, so that's all. So why do you say mir da hava kolar al shepe? So from this day says, all right, so the lotion is not very smooth, he says. But agavuche, we see a very important aloche from this day says. That the aloche of Indoshe Vel, we could say, that the aloche of Doshe Vel, Pach Mishnayim, implies that any testimony in respect to Heter or Isabi, in respect to Bias Asures, comes within the aloche of Doshe Vel. But it's not like that. It does not come within the aloche of Doshe Vel. And you see, the Teitzve says, the Salted Aitoch, that Nide is Choshif Mo Doshe Vel. The Salted Aitoch, that Nide is Choshif Mo Doshe Vel. Now, so it's only Salted Aitoch. But I mean, MS, Nide is not a Doshe Vel. After all, the testimony of the Nido, it has to do with Bias Asures, whether the husband is allowed to live with her or not. The answer is, it's not. Doshe Be'avo is only something that pertains to the marital relationship between husband and wife. And Nido, so there could be only Salted Aitoch, because on a, as we explained, on a practical level, so it's only gay, it's only relevant to the husband. It's not relevant to any other man. But on a theoretical level, so it's the same Misa Nido, whether in regard to the husband or in regard to somebody else. So since on a theoretical level it does not pertain to the marital relationship between husband and wife, so memele, it's alimnemes, it's not a mashabah. Even though on a practical level, it does pertain. So what is the mashabah? Only nisgalsho, niskatsho, and zinso. Because that pertains exclusively to the marital relationship between a husband and wife. But there is a Chidush HaRashba, not the Rashba in Gittin, I think it's the Rashba in Yoyz. So, from which it appears that Nido, Alibdemes, is a Doshe Be'avo. And still, she's Lemenes, because it's a special Bezal Sakos. He's so Kolatzma. That's not Tezish. Because Tezish says, V'yishnima Nisal Gedaito Bechosh Doshe Be'avo. But the Bezal Sakos tells us that it's not Doshe Be'avo. So there is a Shiki. Now, so why is Nido Doshe Be'avo? Because it pertains to the to be a sasures, whether he's allowed to live with her or not. So true, it's not on a theoretical level. It's not relevant only to the husband, it's relevant to everybody. But it still pertains to the child to be a sasures. So mainly it's considered Doshe Be'avo. But Teisashiku is that Doshe Be'avo is only that pertains exclusively to the marital relationship between the husband and wife, not just that it pertains to Bias Asuras. Whether a certain Bia is a Bia Muteres or is Bias Asuras. That's Teisashiku. Now, the Teisashiku in the Gemara, in Gdushin, that's Sugya, I mean. In the voice, we went over that Gemara. Daf Samach Vov on Beis. So the Gemara says, Omer Rav Akiva, Moshe Leim Yidu Makav Kamu Mizbeach, Yidu Shubal Mum Shav Lazi Psuah. אמר בתאל תמאת דו מוסל באו מו מאני די מיסל גרוש יוד רחוץ ניר לי מידי ידי מו בן גרוש מחוץ לי דונה כי בן גרוש מחוץ ידי מו באו מו דונה כי באו מו היס קרא בקי ולודי מיקל פסול ביוחין באו מו פסול ביוחין ואל יחי בן גרוש מחוץ או שפסול בישנאים שפסול בישנאים סולד וייט סו היא דז גמור מפרשס דת יפני דחות קאמס and says in regard to a certain person, he's a holol, he's a ben grusha melchutzo, he's not there. We require two. So the Tesfis read, and the Gemara in Kedushin says that the reason is why Eidus Ben Kushim Mechutza requires no Eidim is because of Indova Shebe'al Pachos Mishnah. Indova Shebe'al Pachos Mishnah. Now, the Ritva in Kedushin, he also says that Eidei Shvuyo, that means that she's a Asur Likune, that she's a Psur Likune, also requires to Eidim. Why? Because Indova Shebe'al Pachos Mishnah. Now, Eidus Ben Kushim Mechutza is not an Eidus that it pertains to the marital relationship between the husband and wife. And then, what the Ritva says, Eidus Shvuyo, Nishbeis, so requires two Eidim because of Indova Shebe'al Pachos Mishnah, that does not pertain to the relationship between husband and wife either. It might be relevant to the relationship, just as Nida is relevant. But let's say she's married to a Kayan, so then it is she, and if she's a Shvuya, so she becomes a Asur to the husband. But it pertains to everybody, just as Nida, it pertains to everybody. So, and still the Ritva says that the Shvuya is in Dovah Shebe'al. So in other words, so is anyway, Tetzves in Gittin says the Dovah Shebe'al is only three things. Gittin, Gdushin, Uznuz, Dejiz, Babel. No more. But we have the Tetzves read, and the Ritva mention other things that are included in the category, of Dovah Shebe'al. Besides these three items. So we see that it's not so poshut that the definition of Dovah Shebe'al is only something that pertains peculiarly to the marital relationship between husband and wife. In other words, anything that has to do with the heter of a woman to a man, whether it pertains to exclusively to the marital relationship or not, if it has to do with the heter of a woman to a man, so comes within the halacha of Dovah Shebe'al. Comes within the halacha of Dovah Shebe'al. But Tesfes is not mishubet to the shite of the Tesfes Rit and the Ritva in Dush. Now, but the Tesfes Rit in Dush in Daf Samech Vov says in so many words that the reason is why Ben Grushel Ben Chlutze requires to aid him is because of the Indova Shebe'al Bo Pachas Mishnah. So we see that according to Tesis 3 is Chelik on Tesis. That Indova Shebe'al Bo includes more than these three items. Now, from the Gemara in Kedushin it appears, that Ben Kushum Bechutzo also requires to aid us. That's Gemara in Freshes. And that is Srid explains it on the basis of Indova Shebe'al Bo Pachas Mishnah. Of Indova Shebe'al Bo Pachas Mishnah. In other words, because if somebody is a Ben Kushum Bechutzo, so his bas cannot get married to a Kayan. So it pertains to the heter of a woman to a certain man. So in Mele, it comes within Dovah Shebe'al. Now, the Rambam says in the Zayin of Sanhedrin, in discussing the Aloche of Eidechon and Yisum, so he says as follows, Eini tzorich shnei eidim limalkes elo bishas maisi, avol oisar atzmei beidechot yurzanki, keitzat. Omar idechot chilev kloy isuze, kloy akeren heim pereseil, krusho izeino ishazu, vi ochal uboal beidi macha she yisro bei, hareza leike, afal pishi ike al yisa videchot. So the Rambam equates a hagode by idechot that a certain chidicha is chilev, and then, so we are mikabel that hagode, is nemot, so the mele dechticha becomes burzok, burzekot, es chilev, then if two Eidim come and say that they saw that a certain man ate of this chatiche, so he gets malted because it's already huzak. And the case where Nidechot comes and says, this woman is a grush, this woman is a zaini,
And then he came and married her. And the Aradim that he married her. So then we can give Malkus, the Kayan and her. Why? But Malkus requires the Aradim. The answer is, Hidachnam Bisum. So when Hidachnam testified that this woman is a Kusha, is Zaynet. So he has the money Slasa. According to the Ritva in Gushin, so Eide in Shvuyo required to aid him because of the Dovash of Me'al Mishnai. So why? Because the effect of the testimony is to Asa, the Shvuyo to Ikeim, even though the Isa of the Shvuyo to Ikeim is only in the Rabbanon. So still it comes with the Aloha and Dovash of Me'al Allah has come with Hamo. Allah has come. So it's the Rabbanon. So it requires to aid him. So we make the same thing, not Allah has come with Hamo, the same thing. So according to the Ritva, if an Idechot would say, this woman is a Kusho, they cannot ask her on the Kuna. Because just as an Idechot is not memory to say, this woman is a Shvuyo. What is Shvuyo? Shvuyo means Zeno. It's Hainach. Shvuyo is Zeno. So we see that the Ritva, the Rambam is Chelikan Ritva. The Ritva is Chelikan Rambam. Why? Because that's the Machlekes. The Rambam apparently agrees with the Sheet of Tesfes that the halacha of Idova Shebe'al Pachs Mishnayim is restricted only to a subject matter that pertains exclusively to the marital relationship between husband and wife. But, let's say, the Isa Nido is not Idova Shebe'al, even though it's negated to the husband. Because on a theoretical level, it's negated to every man, not up to the husband. So, and Allah has come with Hamo, according to Tesfes, that it is of Shvuyo, that's it is that she is a Zeno, so doesn't require to aid him, according to Tesfos. See, it doesn't require to aid him. So Mimele, Mitzadova underscore of Doshe Be'avo, it doesn't require to aid him, underscore of Doshe Be'avo. So the Rambam agrees with Tesfos, that Doshe Be'avo is restricted only to a something that pertains exclusively to the marital relationship in husband. But the question is, but the Gemara in Kedushin says in so many words, and that's the mocker of the Ritva, that Eide is ben Krusho ben Chlutzo. Eide is ben Krusho ben Chlutzo. So that requires to Eide. So the Shev Shmaitzi in Shmaitzi Vol, he says, I mean, it's very mistaken that. So I think that Machna Prime says the same thing. You see, the reason as to why Eidin's Ben Kusho Ben Chlutzo requires Eidin has nothing to do with the Dovah Shebe'avo. But it's a special aloche that Eidin's of Psula Guf require Eidin. In order to passel someone, you cannot passel anybody. Because when you testify that a certain person is a Ben Kusho Ben Chlutzo, it's an Eidin's of Psula Guf. It's not just you testify that his daughter cannot be married to a king. This is a result, but directly, this is of suagu. So, in order to pass on someone, you require a training. And the same thing is true. Let's say if an idachot comes and says that a certain person he saw that a certain person was mechal Shabbos or he was mechal Yom Tov or he was echel neveles, he doesn't become postulatus unless to aiding testify that he was Michal Shabbos, he was Echon Vilas Treves. So, in other words, Eides of Psul is like Eides of Mummy. It requires to aid him. So, Eides of Ben Kusha Ben Chlutzo. So that is Eides of Psul, Agu. The Eides, the aid, in effect, passels. He passels in Leilam Void as a Cholol. And all his descendants will be Chololim. So, Mimele, that's the reason as to why it requires training. That is only Shayach if they even testify about the person that he was born in Chol. So we may say this of Shulagu. But when a Decho testifies that this woman is a Kusho, this woman is a Zeno. So that's not considered a Zenus of Psul. That's considered an Edis that she is a Solikun. So Mimele, that doesn't require, according to the Rambam, I mention that because I want to point out that not all the Shainim agree with Tesis' definition. With Tesis' definition of Dovah Shebe'avo, that Dovah Shebe'avo includes only three items. Yidden duschen Snus, that's all. It's many of the shame you must to hold this sling, the ritual, that, and there is a Rashba Nivomes, I think also, that anything that appertains to the heter of a woman to a man, whether it appertains to a dafke, to the husband, or to any man, it comes within the category of the Rashba. Now anyway, here Taisa says, first Taisa says that the Girse didn't have a clarish of a tero is not the correct Girse. And then Taisus explained the Girse. Because Taisus says, Umir Ishlima Drochikoma, Idechot Nemon Bisun, Lehatia, Behodi Boye Trey, Hanen Mila Leesia, the Had Lafko Kimine, the Had Lafko Kimine. So that Taisus says only the Havam in the name of. But Halim the MS not. But there is a Shita. Not the Shibbutz Rishani, that the Yeshua Yisuris. He says it all in that the whole Aloha, with the Raisa, of Indoro Shebe'er, Vapoches Mishnayim, implies only that Le'eseya, and Idechot is not Nemon Le'eseya, but Le'hatiya, with the Raisa, and Idechot is Nemon. That the Yeshua, I think, is a Gemara Yisuris, that the Aloha. I think so. And that piyawa, that Yeshua and that piyawa thing so. I think that's where it is. What is Mokia? Because now there is a loche of that, and the Dechod is Nemon to say Meis Bar. The Dechod is Nemon to say Meis Bar. So the Morgan Yibomez that the Ches explains it on the basis either of the Milch Davido Ligluye, Mishakrinche, or because Ishetaito Minzeve, and the Techim HaShach Ma'ato B'Seifo, Hekalto B'Fot, whatever the reasons. So there is a special reason. And then Teisa Shit is that it's only the Rabbonim that is Nemon, the Raise, is not Nemon, so how can the Chachomim be Eikir, so we mock him she is Tam Hogun. The Chachomim can be Eikir, we mock him she is Tam Hogun. Can be any care, even become vasim. That's the issue of the chiddush. All right. Now, but so there is a troshe in the sefri and the posse. Lo yoku midechot biish v'cholchatos u'cholovein. So the sefri says biish hu deinikom, avol kom hu biisho. Leim ha'ashem esbay. That's what the sefri says. So it's a special verse apostle. That the Midechod is Nemon to say Mezbayo. I mean, how can that be reconciled with the Gemore? With the Gemore in Yivomes, that the reason as to why Midechod is Nemon is because of the Tichim Moshe Achmat or the Seifo, and then Teisve says that it's only Rabbonon in Yeshir HaKomaratir. So the Asabu says that this Droshe of the Sefri, this Droshe of the Sefri applies only to a Midechod Kosher, but not to a Midechod Post. In other words, there is a difference between the Midechot and the Shvui. And the Midechot cannot be Mechayim Moment, but Shvui can be Mechayim. The Shvui also means Moment. What does Shvui mean? Let's say, if the Midechot testifies that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $1,000, and Shimon, and Reuven denies it. And Reuven denies it. So then Bezdin tells Reuven, either you pay the $1,000, and if you don't want to pay, so you have to take a shvur to be machin b'idechot. So, and the Dechot has nemonis to be mechayev shvur. What does shvur mean? Shvur also means money. Either you swear, or if you don't swear, you have to pay. So over there, only the Dechot kosher is nemon to be mechayev shvur. But the Dechot posel, let's say, korev isho, cannot be mechayev shvur. So there are some who say that this drosha is a free that says, v'yok midechot v'ish, v'ish yudin yikom, abu v'isho yikom. So that applies only to a Midechot Kosher. So they are Midechot Kosher. And it's not based upon Midechim or Shachmat or the Seifo, a Kalto Kosher. Masheik, Midechot Kosher, let's say Korev, and Akum, Midechot Tumei, and Eve, the Shifra, and Misha, and Midechot Kosher, he doesn't even have a Shemei. So just as Rikavi Shvuo, and Midechot Kosher cannot be Mechayev, so here too he cannot be Mechayev. After all, we learn now the same two Alochas from the same Kosher. On one hand, we have a lochet, v'yok midechot b'ish. So b'momenu, v'cholom v'cholchatos v'nikam, avol komu v'shuo, and then we have it roshem v'sefri, avol komu v'yishishem. So just as we gabu, avu komu mishvua, so we say only in the chot kosher, so we gabu da aloche, avu komu mishvisho, only in the chot kosher, but in the chot posho, he's not nemo midraise, as the name, but he's nemo because of explaining as a choches, because you should have the little gluye, because if you have a shechma for the seifo, a kalt of the torso, you should like a mishvisho, and so on. All right, this is what comes. So that the Yeshua says that this is Gzeirat HaKosuv, and he says that the Gzeirat HaKosuv doesn't apply only to the Nidachot Kosher, it applies to the Nidachot Posuv. And furthermore, it's not only does it apply to the Nidachot Posuv, but it's not limited that to the Nidachot Posuv. Why is the Nidachot Nemon to say Nidachot Posuv? Because the whole Halacha in the right, the whole Halacha of the Nidachot, of the Nidachot Posuv, with the Raisa, it only implies that in the Dechot there is no nemones to Asa Baba Shebe'ah, but to be Mata Baba Shebe'ah, yes. So according to the Yeshua, with the Raisa, if the Dechot will come and say, the Ritz Kriyash, no Rishi says that. So if the Dechot will come and say in Bezdin, Mizgar Sho, with the Raisa she is Mizgar Sho, with the Raisa. And that's the Droshe, in the three, in the Yoko Midachot, Be'ish with the Mikom, Avokom Be'isho. So it doesn't mean Be'isho Mezbayo. It means like Mezbayo, that's Lahatim. So in other words, and the Dechot is not Nemon, Le'efe Adon HaShemel. But, so if he says Miskacho, he's not Nemon, did I say. But if he says Miskacho, he says. So in other words, what they says, just in the Havamine, so that the Yeshua says it out there, but how can the Yeshua say it? Our Gemara is the Gemara Mefurashet Nechrin. Because the Gemara, according, here the Gemara says, Mide da Havre al kol Arayi Shebeteo. So what does it mean? Arayi Shebeteo. So true, and it's over Shebeteo al Fokhet Mishnayim. But that's only Leeser. But Lehati or not. So then the Gemara says, Eber Damrin on Yidak Ben Yisung, Yechidat Ovis Beres Ovis Lomis Vali Suri, Ovis Vali Suri Shishish, Ovis Dova Shebeo. So the Gemara is saying that even Mahatir. So that the Yeshua will have to say that the Pshat of the Gemara here is, the Gemara is asking the Kasha on the basis of the Rabbah. True indeed, that's with the Raise, and the Dechot has Nemones in the Dovash of the Arvo, and Lahatir. He only has no Nemones in the Raise, but Lahatir, he has Nemones. But with the Rabbah, we have to resort to be Tichin Noshach Mahatir of the Seifo. Why? Because with the Rabbah, there is a loch of Ndoma Shebeal of Vox Mishnayim, even Lahatia, with Rabban. So the Kashi is, how is the Nemo with Rabban? So the Gemara is just said, since here there is another variety as to why, it's not even necessary to have any agon, because of Kime, so the Nemo the Chachonim didn't apply here, this the Rabban of Ndoma Shebeal of Vox Mishnayim. This is how that the Yeshua will have to explain the Gemara. But the Shita of the Yeshua is the Shita of Koya. No Rishi mentions it. I don't think there is a single Rishi who agrees with the Shita and the passports of Kamal in the Gemara. How do you know what you're saying? So the Gemara is asking only one question. In other words, so if Adon Shebe'al v'yitzahu, and the Dechot is Nemon, if it's not, it's Chazik Yisrael. And then, so Rabbi Kivedia, in Tshuva Kuzayim, I think, so he has, I mentioned that, a stira between two rams. Now, most Rishayim say that, and the Dechot is not Nemon, Adon Shebe'al v'yitzahu, even if it's not, it's Chazik Yisrael. And they say it in our Gemara. And they say that the right hearsay is, because Havidam Shebe'avo would imply that we need both things in order that the Nidachot should not be Nemon. So most Rishonim say that the Nidachot is not Nemon Nidova Shebe'avo, even if it's not as Chazik Yisrael. It's the Rambam, the Rashba, the Ritva, or the Rambam. But however, the Marij, he, first of all, he says that Teis Vishite is that an idachot is nemon by Domashe Be'alvo if it's not as Chazik Yisrael, because Teisve says the Gil say, have a Domashe Be'alvo. And then the Marik himself is machria like that, that an idachot is nemon by Domashe Be'alvo if it's not as Chazik Yisrael. All right, that's the Marik. So we only know one Rishi who says explicitly
that an edachot is lemon by dova shebe'av, if it's not as chazik isoy. As a matter of, but then you ask, but after all, we learn it out from moment, dova dova moment. So it shouldn't make a difference. So the Marik says in similar ways, the Tenoch Name, by moment too, the whole aloche of two eidin by moment is only leheitzi moment yadam uzek. But lehavzik, we don't need to aid lehavzik. That's another chiddush of the Marik. So lehavzik moment, and idechot is never. Lehavzik moment, and idechot is never. Lehavzik moment, and idechot is never. Alright, so the Mele, since we learn how to dovash be'al with a moment, so just as by moment, we require to aid him only lehitzi, via la muzek, so not lehazik, so by dovash be'al only when it's lehitzi mecheskasisya, but not when it's not is chazik isoy. Alright, that's the Marich. So the Marich is the only rishi who says explicitly that in dovash be'al poches mishnayim is only shayach when it's chazik isoy. Now, the Ram in many places says that in Dova Shebe'av Poches Mishnayim, in Dova Shebe'av Poches Mishnayim, is in Dova Shebe'av Poches Mishnayim, so implies that even without Ischazik Isoy, and here too, he says that the Gil says Ve'av Dova Shebe'av, because it's two separate questions that the Gemara is raising. And then Rabbi Kivedia mentions the Ram in Gittin. As Oimer Lishluch Etzim Mikan Shliisho, and then the Shliach died, so then he doesn't know. Maybe the Shliach was Mikan Shliisho. So the Gemara says he's also B'chol Anoshim Shebeilom, unless he finds out that a certain woman does not have, you know, sister and mother, this and all these things. But if he didn't verify all these things, so he has to be Chayishish. Maybe, let's say, he wants to marry Leah. Maybe the Ishe that the Shliach was Mikadish, was Rochel, the sister of Leah, so maybe Zachis Ishtay. So the Ram says, even if an Idechot will come and say, let's say he wants to marry Leah, and then an Idechot comes and says, that Leah is not a sister or a mother or a daughter of the woman whom the Shliach was Mikadish for this person. Because he knows which woman the Shliach was Mikadish. So he's not them. Because in Dova Shebe'av Poch Mishnayim. So Rabbi Kivedia is Mitayik from that Ram, that the Ram Shiti is, that even when the testimony of the Dechot is not against this Chazik Yisrael. So because here, we know that one woman is Mikudeshis. And the question is, which woman it is? That this woman is not the that was Mekadesh. It's not the sister or the Krivo of the Mekadeshes. So here it's not negative Chazik Yisurei. Still the Ram says that he's not Nemon because in Dova Shavosh Naim. So we see that the Ram Shiti is, Rabbi Kivedia doesn't die from that, that the Ram Shiti is that in Dova Shavosh Naim applies even to a case where it's not against this Chazik Yisurei. But then Rabbi Kivedia asks, there is another Ram. I mentioned that still. So the Gemara says, if let's say, now, Ravasa says, if a woman says, Niskadashti Liechot, Vein Izecheres, Lemin Niskadashti. And then someone comes and says, Ani Kidashti. Eini Nemo Michlis. Eini Nemo Michlis. So the Ram says, Umiu, Im Yeshidechot, Shemeid, Shehu Kicho, Nemo. Vein Umchiti, Vein Umchiti. So he says that if there is an idechot that is made shehu kicho is nemon de nechit v'leilei, but in Dova Shebe'av Poches Mishnayim, how can we accept that testimony of idechot? The answer is because here it's not neged ischazik isoy. Here she says niskadashti mi'idei alemi, and then someone comes and says that the anikidashtich. So it's not negative chazik isurei. So mele he's never. But that's a stirei with the other hand. The rani gitten. I mean, shluchi tzintach nisho and the rani gitten. I mean that even without this chazik isurei. So that's the kashe that the stirei that Rabbi Gvedia mentions. Now I think that we can be mitaritz this apparent stirei. Now the Ran, the same Ran, so he says, in connection with Isho Sheomro Niskadashti, Vein Yidas Lemi, Ubo Echot Viomar Aniki Dashtio, is in an Emon Likneis, Likne Shehi Mechakov. Kosov Arashbozal, the Nirin Advorim, Shein Kinso Eitzin Eisem Yode, Shein Nasofi Katobo Leis Rolov, Ulitzio Mitachto, Altitzieno Mitachto Misof. So even though the Aloch is made a Rabas that if an Isha says Miskadashti me ideal me, and then someone comes and says Anikidashti, he's in an emulichne is. But if he was Kelisar, so Bezni is not made to her from him, because Bezni herself doesn't know the truth. Well, Bezni has a choshek. Maybe she's Mechapani. Maybe she's Mechapani. Maybe she's Mechapani. But does Bezni know that she is mechapani? Maybe, I mean, he says, anikidashtich, and she trusts him, and she says, yes, I believe you. So, still, we are afraid, maybe she is mechapani. But Bezni doesn't know it's isofik. So since it's isofik, so mimele misofik, Bezni cannot be made to her. Now the question arises, what kind of a deal is it? In other words, if he's not lemon, so it might be that he's Eva constantly and he's of Ishishish. Because she was niskadish to a man, and if he doesn't tell the truth, so that means she's mikdash to somebody else, and how can Bezdin allow him to live with her? So it's a sofik isar Ishishish. So that obviously is based upon a certain gemore in Ksuvas. Das Beis am Beis. Tonne Rabbono. Schnei im Imrim Meis. U schnei im Imrim Loi Meis. Schnei im Imrim Nisgarsho. U schnei im Imrim Loi Nisgarsho. Hareis und Lekenosse. Wie im Nises Loi Teize. Reb Nachem Bar Yese im Eir Teize. Oma Reb Nachem Bar Yese. Ei Messayani im Eir Teize. Ei Bisman Shebo Eidim Barakei Nises. Aber Nises Vakom Bo Eidim Loi Teize. So the question is, against Tanekame and even against Reb Nachem Bar Yese. What difference does it make? Nisis v'hakein bo'edim, or bo'edim v'hakein nisis, that's only shayach if it's a question of the rabbon. But if it's a derayisi, so it's not shayach. So he says, mer de treyu treininu, habo leo boshem tolukoy. So how can we say leiteitze, to say loy nisgash. So we don't know who tells the truth or not. Maybe the katedim that says Loin is Gasha tells the truth. And then she got married to someone. So she's an Ishishish. We don't know. So we can let an Ishishish be Mizane all the time just because we don't know. So Habo Leo Boshem Tolukoi. Omar Rav Sheishes Kigen Shenise Is Lechot Mi Ideo. In other words, here it is the price is reference to the case. Let's say Reuven and Shimon say Nisgarsh. Levi and Yehuda say Loi Nisgarsh. And then Reuven, who is one of the Edim, who say Nisgarsh. Oh, Reuven and Shimon say Meizbay. And Levi and Yehuda say Loi Meiz. I mean, they argue, I mean. So, Loi Meiz. And then the Yishe got married to Reuven, to a member of that pair of Edim who testified Nisgarsh. So, Mimele, we cannot tell. So we don't let him get married, but if he did marry her, so Bezdin cannot force him to divorce her, because he can say, just because you, Bezdin, you don't know, because you're not supposed to accept our testimony as against the other cat's testimony. But I know, what are you telling me? I saw it that she was in this garage. I saw that her husband died. So in other words, so the Gemara is the kashim. So that's all right, Nisis Lechot Mi Deo, by Gerash. Because by Gerashin, so the woman herself is in a position to know. But the same halacha is mentioned Shnayim imrim eis, shnayim imrim loy meis. So the woman herself doesn't know whether he died or not. How does the woman know? So Bishleim, as far as he's concerned, the Mikadesh. So he says that he knows that he saw how her first husband died. So the Mele Bezdin cannot force him to divorce her. But how can we let her stay with him? After all, to her it is also isofic, just as it does, because she doesn't know who tells the truth. So the Gemara has the kashe. So kinichad nidel, he gufle boshim tolu kaini. So the Gemara says beimeres borli. So what does it mean borli? Bishleini by nisgarsho, so she can say borli, because if the get was given to her, it's given to her, so she's in a position to know. But by me, so how does she know? And she doesn't even claim that she saw that how the husband died. So Rashi says, Bimeres Borali, Ein Libi Neikvi, She Borali, Ilo Hoyo Kaya Moyimo. In other words, if she says, I feel, I have an Indade, the Deidim who say that Meis, they tell the truth. Because I know my husband very well. And I know that if he had been living, somehow he would let me know that he's living. Would let me know. So even this is considered as borei, even though it is grounded in an umdene, not in a real observation. So b'meile, so what kind of aloche is mentioned here in the Gemara? So here in the Gemara is mentioned the aloche that if a certain woman is a sofik ishishish, and if the husband, the mikadesh and chi, are able in borei, even though her borei is grounded in umdene, so then Bezdin has no right to be meitzi her mitachas bailo. Bezdin has to be meitzi mitachas bailo if they themselves say that they do an isa. But they, or if let's say they are no edim, but suppose they are no edim that is garshon. But suppose an idechot says, I saw that she was divorced, and she agreed, confirms it. So then Bezdin will be meitzi, even though, and he got married, so Bezdin will force her to leave the husband, because then it's considered ivada. So even though they say borali, so Bezdin doesn't care about the borali of the person, if it's ivada to Bezdin. Mashiachin, where it's an union of trei utrei, where it's a sofik to Bezdin. So if the person who does the sofik avere is himself doesn't know, so then Bezdin is keeping, he shouldn't do it. But if Bezdin is isofik, and the person who does it says to me it's not isofik, so Bezdin cannot be meitzi her mitachas bayit. That's the halacha. And even though the borili of the isha is grounded in umdane, not in observation, so mele, it's obvious that this is the pshat of the Rashbo. The Rashbo says now, here, umeid ravasi, v'imeres niskadashki, v'yine yidei alimin niskadashki, why? Because there is a choshe, maybe she wants to be mechatan. So in other words, but that doesn't mean that he's vadai telling an untruth. In other words, we don't know. Bezdin doesn't know. But he could be telling the truth too. And she's confirming it, even though she originally said niskadashti when you deal niskadashti, but after he said, so she believes it. She believes him. So Mimele, and she has an umdene that he's telling the truth. So Mimele, so it's like Imeres Borali. It's like Imeres Borali. So you ask, Bishleime, he is Ima Borali. But she is not Ima Borali. She herself said that the Yidei Alamin is Kadashti. The answer is there is a Gemara in Dushin, even though that Gemara in Dushin has reference Lechumre, not Likure, but we see a certain din. Now, Iboil, Ish te zin so bidechot vishen sikmao. Oma daf samach vov mdushin. Abaye nemo. Oma rabaye nemo. Robo marini nemo. Have dova shebeal vin dova shebeal pors mishnai. So then, Oma rabaye mino aminilo, da hu samye, da misata masnaite, kam in mar shmuel, he was a blind person. Ye mechad nogalei vile avi ko osi. Shod ashlicha basri, adoz ul shliach, bichodi uche osi iu bichodi. Ki osi shliach, Oma rish te zin so. Also the Kamid Mashmoy, Lomali im Hemeloch, Zilavke, Viloy Loitav, my love im Hemeloch, love Gazlonel. So it's a raya that if Nidecho tells the husband your wife was Mizane and he does not makrish, so he's Nemon, even by Dovash Be'al. But Rove says that he's not Nemon. So Rove says, im Hemeloch ki betray, Zilavke, Viloy Loitavke. So that is mentioned. The Rambam also passes like that. If he has an undene that this kriva will not lie, she's telling the truth. We see meches daita aleihem shezin so ishte bein shoyoyin arish bein shoyi so isho hoyu visom chodaykel gavaze shuweme sari zechayek lehitzi vi also love yo love yo leo vi yitim su. So in other words, of course, iksuvi has to give because a mummy, you don't rely on it. But as far as he said, as Dovah Shebe'alvo, so if he has an internet that the Idecho tells the truth, so then he's Nemon, and he's not allowed to live with her. I mean, I mentioned it, that Umdene is important. The Umdene is important. So Mele, that's the Pshat in the Rashbo. The Rashbo says, Isha Shomon is Kadashti, Mi Das Lami, Ubo Echot Vomarani Kadashti, or so here we're dealing with the case where Nidecho doesn't come. So Kosov Rajbozal, the Niran Advorim, Shem Kinso in Mitzine is in Yodei, Shem Nasofi Katobole is Horov, Ulitzio Mitachtov, Altitzienu Mitachtov Misofi. Altitzienu Mitachtov Misofi. So even without a Nidecho coming, so the aloha is that if she got married to him, so Bezin is not Mitzi. Why? It's on the basis of Imeres Borali. Like Shnai Meimon is Galsha, Shnai Meimon is Galsha, Shnai Meimon Meis, Shnai Meimon Meis, Shnai Meimon Loi Meis. So in this says, Bezni is not Meitzi. Because Bezni cannot be Meitzi on the basis of the Sofik if the person whom Bezni wants to force says to me it's not a Sofik. And even if the body is grounded in an Umdere, so then, like Abi Meis, so then Bezni is not Meitzi. So here too, he certainly is in a barley. And the woman, even though originally she says, an ideal me, but after a certain man said that he was Mikadesh, she confirmed it. But we are afraid maybe she's trying to protect it. Maybe there is collusion between the two. But she says that she has an undere that he's telling the truth. He's telling the truth. So Mele, they are both in barley. So Mele Bezin cannot be Meitzi Misofik. So even without any dechot, once she got married, since it's Imrim Borali, Bezin cannot be Meitzi Misofik. So Mele, I think we can answer the stire between the two runs, the Kasher of Rabbi Vegan and the Chubis. The Ran's Shite is that true. We learn out from Dovah Dovah Mimomei that B'Dovah Shebe'alvo you require Eidim. And as the Ramban says, and even when there is a Chochem, that it's true, so let's say Mige, so since it requires Eidim, so a Chochem is not enough. Meshe Ba'aron is certainly a Chochem. So it's Exeres HaKosuv al Pishnayim Eidim Yochum Domo. So just as there is Exeres HaKosuv, that Bezdi cannot be made simonim, cannot be done on the basis of Yechoches, and even if Meshe Ba'aron testify that the Ruvin borrowed from Shimon $1,000, so Bezdi cannot be made simonim, Bezdi cannot be done, not that we think that they are lying, but it's Exeres HaKosuv. Bezdi can only be done on the basis of, I'm going to say this, So Ligabi Dovashe Be'alva too. In other words, Bezdin cannot give a psak din that a woman is allowed to get married on the basis of Yechochas. But only there is, I'm going to say this. But there is a difference between Is Chazik Isurei and not Is Chazik Isurei. In the case now, let's say Let's say, now, the Marik says that an idechod is nemo by Dova Shebe'alvo if it's not his chazik isore. So what does it mean? Because if it's his chazik isore and the idechod testifies against the chazok and the mikore, so then idechod, there's no limit, so idechod cannot be mibare. But if it's not his chazik isore, then idechod can be a mibare. So even the Ran, who is chilik on the Marichi, so he also agrees that as far as Nemones as Biro is concerned, there is a difference between Nidova Shebe'avo that is negative Chazik Yisrael and Nidova Shebe'avo that is not negative Chazik Yisrael. So in other words, if a Nidechot testifies Nidova Shebe'avo where it is his Chazik Yisrael, then he has no Nemones and we have no Biro. Mashe'inke, where it's negative Chazik Yisrael. Mashe'inke, where he testifies in a case where a biro we have, if it's not his chazik isurei, so then an idechot has nemones, and we are not cheshish maybe lies. When is there no biro if it's his chazik isurei? But if it's not his chazik isurei, then it is a biro. Why? If a person can lie, if a person can lie. So why couldn't he lie in Shor Yisurim too? So the fact that by Shor Yisurim, if it's not his Chazik Yisurei, has Nemones, so that means there is a Choche that is not lying. Oh, when isn't he Nemon? And when are we Cheshish? Maybe he's lying if he testifies against this Chazik Yisurei. But if he doesn't testify against this Chazik Yisurei, then we're not Cheshish by Shor Yisurim. So if we're not Cheshish by Shor Yisurim, we shouldn't be cheshish by Dova Shebe'avo either. But why is it that an idechot, we cannot be mikabel the agoda of an idechot, even if it's not his chazik isurei, because there is a special gzeras hakosuf of al pishnai meidim yokum dom. There is a special gzeras hakosuf that I know. So as the Ramban says, even if we have a yechoche, even if Moshe Ba'am testified, it's a special aloche, we cannot be matir initially no say. On the basis of Yechoches, on the basis of Nemones, we must have Dafke Hagolasides, Nemones of Edis, but not Nemones, just Nemones, not Edis. The Ramban says, so Mimele, the Ran is Chelik, and the Marik, because the Marik Shite is that if it's not his Chazik Yisurei, so then the Dechot has Nemones, and Mimele, we can be Matir, Herli, Nosi too. So there's the Marik Shite. And the Ram is chelik because there is a special aloche of al pishnai meidim yokum dovo. So we learn that also from mome. Just as by mome, we cannot be made to mome on the basis of I'm going to say this even if Meshe Baal together testify. Because you cannot be made to mome on the basis of Yechoches and Nemones, only on the basis of Agodes Shnei Eidim Kshelim. So by Dovo Shebe'avo too, even though he is Nemo, Bimokim Shalo Yischazik Yisurei. He is Nemon. But Meshav Aharin are certainly Nemon. But it's Exeras HaKosuv. We can only be Matir initially Nosei on the basis of Agodas Shnei Eidim Sheren. Of Agodas Shnei Eidim Sheren. So he says, Mimele, if an Idechot comes and says that what this person says is true. He saw that this is the person who was Mikadisha. Now, they both are in limbo. And if, let's say, he would marry her, so the Rashba says, then Bezdin wouldn't be Mitzi. But, Lechatchile Bezdin cannot give a Hetel Inose, even though they are in limbo. But they have it. If they got married, Bezdin will not be Mitzi. Why? Bezdin will not be Mitzi. Because true Bezdin has a Sofik, but since they say they have no Sofik, so Bezdin cannot be made. So Mimele, the Chiddush of the Ran is that when can Bezdin not act on the basis of Nemones in regard to people who themselves have to resort to the Nemones, if they themselves don't know. But if they themselves say they know, so they don't have to resort to the Nemones of the Idechot. But Bezdin will not give a psak Bezdin will not give me psak leinosei without I'm going to say this. Vashein came. So Bezdin cannot give me psak heta leinosei without I'm going to say this if we have to resort to the mnemonics of the Eides, as far as they are concerned. But if they are even boiling, and they have it, Bezdin cannot even be made to her mitachas yodei. So Mimele, even if Dechot comes and testifies and confirms what this person says, Anikidash Dio. So Mimele, since it's not an of his Chazak Yisurei, so Nemon is. But there is a course of Shnaim Yidmi Kundovo that Bezdin cannot give Ipsaket El Inosei. So Bezdin cannot give Ipsaket El Inosei to those who need the Nemones, the Haggad of Deides. But as far as they are concerned, they say, Borley, we know. I was the Kaddisha. So Bemele, in such a sins, Nemones, he has the Yidechot. So Bemele, Bezdin can even give Ipsaketea to those who are even born. When is the Aloche that Bezdin cannot give Ipsaketea without Haggadah Shneidim Cheirim if they themselves have to resort to the Nemones of Eides? So Bemele, there must be a god of Shneidim Cheirim, not just a god of Nidechot. But if they themselves don't have to resort to the Agodes of Eidim, and even without Nidechot, if you'll marry her, Bezdin will not tell him you have to divorce her. But Lechatchile, Bezdin cannot act without a god of Shneidim Cheirim. So when is it that there's a kosuv that Bezdin cannot give him psak din without a god of Shneidim Cheirim if they themselves have to be Nisbare? But if they say that to them it is mevura, but Bezdin doesn't know. So in the case where there is no idachot, so then Bezdin doesn't know. But in the case where there is an idachot, and the idachot is nemon, so they know, they claim that they know, and Bezdin also knows. So what if there is no agbara seidim? Since they know, they don't even have to resort to the biru of Nemones, because they know themselves, they are even boiling, and for that reason, even without Agod of Nidachot, so if he married her, so Bezdin cannot be made to her. So Memele, there is no din of Alpishnaim Edim Yokundovo. When is the aloha of Alpishnaim Edim Yokundovo? When the Baledin themselves are not even boiling. So in other words, so we have to apply Birulim Ligabi the Baledin themselves. But if the Baledin themselves, he and she, they are even boiling. So if there is no agoda by Yidechot, so then Bezdin cannot give Ipsak, because Bezdin can only give Ipsak if Bezdin knows. But if Bezdin has a sophic, maybe he's mechapel. But here, the Ramiz agrees with the Marik that as far as Mishakim is concerned, there is no shosh of Mishakim if it's not his chazak Yisurei. But if we still cannot become agoda Yidechot, because it's special also, as the Ramban says, even Meshavari, because Bezdin can only give Ipsak din on the basis of agoda Seidim. Mashein came. So when can Bezdin not give a psak din without Agoda Seidim if the Agoda Seidim is the mivare in respect to the Baledin themselves? But if the Baledin are even boiling, so then Bezdin can give a psak din as long as Bezdin knows that it's true. She is not an Ejishis. She is his wife, even without Agoda Seidim. All right, now, that is all. Now, the next shiur will be a week from Friday. So that will be shiur in Mikvois. Now, there will be a p'chine on the Sunday after Parsha Neach. That's, I think, the 4th of Cheshvan. Now, so, and the p'chine will be on all the Gemara we have covered so far, and the Gemara that we'll cover in the week, you know, after Sukkot. I mean, after Sukkot. So, and but I'm telling you that you should know, and that you should review the Gemara. And everybody who is in the Masechta Shiur, and even those who are the first year at the Smicha program will have to take the program. Those who are in the second year Smicha program do not have to take. But everyone who is in the first year of the Smicha program will have to take the Pchine. The Pchine will be the Sunday after Parsha Neach. That's the 4th of Cheshvan. And the Pchine will be, and there will be Shurim, I mean, after Sukkot. There will be shiurim, but the bchina will be an old the shiurim, all the gemara will have covered by that time, by the Sunday, the 4th of Cheshvan. All right. Now comes the now, so the Gemara is mentioned in the text. Reif Kin. So Memele Midraise, we don't need any testimony by the Shliach of Fanerta Fanerta. Because we rely on Rov that the get was written Lishmo. So even according to Rav Meir, we don't have to be chayshish. This is it's a muted mood. So they mitmag mure. They get tisha boy nishmo. Vahabek mo mited the muted mute. Lo yachashim nafil Rav Meir. V'rabon mo datz. So only mit Rabon. So since the whole testimony by the shliach is mit Rabonon, so mele. The Chachomim gave him the modest, even though he's an adept. V'hochem mishum igune ha'akilo b'rabon. Now the Rashi. V'rabon mu da'atz v'che, l'imei chash l'miul se, mishum di'ike de'ash kach kosu v'imit. Ki shenichtav v'shemechon me'irei, sheshmei kishmei, yushmo kishmo, v'inim lach milidash. So what is the chashoshim in the Rabbonon? The chashoshim in the Rabbonon is, maybe there are two yesim in Shimitz. And this get, there is Yesim Mishimen number one, and Yesim Mishimen number two, and maybe this get was written for Yesim Mishimen number one, and for the wife of Yesim Mishimen number one. And now she is giving it, the Shliach is giving it to Yesim Ben Shimen, or the wife of Yesim Mishimen number two. In other words, so Yesim Mishim number two also wants to be Migalish. But, so let's say that since there are two Yesim Mishimens, in the city, so it's possible that Yesim Mishim number one so intended to divorce his wife. So he came to the Sefer and told the Sefer to write for a get for him and for his wife. And the Sefer wrote it with the kavone that it should be used by Yisim Mishimen number one and the wife of Yisim Mishimen number one. Then he decided not to divorce his wife. He changed his mind. But the Sefer had to get all written up. And then Yisim Mishimen number two decided to divorce his wife. He came to the Sefer and he said, I want to divorce my wife. So he said, I don't have to work. I have the get ready. And so Mimele, This get was written l'shem yadayis of Mishimen. So it's possible that I said it shall be lishmo. So because of this possibility, so the Chachomim required the Shliach to say v'nechta v'nechta in order that we should be sure that this get was written for this yadayis of Mishimen and for the wife of this yadayis of Mishimen. All right. So since it's only the Rabbonon, so the Chachomim trust me. Mishim igune akul Rabbonon, lehem tu mishlich. So that the Gemara is a kashe, haiku lehu chum rehu, di matzvech es litrei. Because the Chachomim, because of igune, so they might apply a certain leniency. But only if no chumre will spring forth from that kule. But if on account of that kule, there might be a chumre, a hardship, a very great hardship, so then the chachomim will not apply any kule. Now here, from this kule, there might be a great hardship emanating. Hai kule chumre, udim yatzchum nitrei, because if the chachomim had not adopted this kule of trusting the Shliach, the Idechot, and in the Chachomim had said that two Eidim have to testify that it was Nishmo, so then lo yoseh baal mahar u'posle. That was, first of all, he will not dare come, because he knows, no one will pay attention to his hero. And even if he does come, so his hero will just be rejected, because two Eidim testified that it was written Nishmo, But now that you trust the Shliach, so then the Baal might come. Chados and Baal Umahir will puzzle. Puzzle. I mean, it takes it that took Jyoti. What does it more mean in the Havamina? Puzzle and Mamish. So one pshat thesis is puzzle and Mamish. Even though we are not worried that maybe it was Shalom Mishmo. But because of the laws, so it's possible mamish mirabo. And the other pshat is no. Since the Chachomim trusted it, Mishmigune, so how can we trust the Baal? The Chachomim gave the monastery Shliach, but people keep on talking. So that is also a hardship. Even though Al Pidin, the Chachomim will not say, Bezdin will not say that it's possible. But if the Baal and Kamun say that it's Shalom Yishmo, so then everybody will start talking and there'll be a laws against this get. So that's also a great hardship for the woman. So that's the second shot. Chados the Baal Maharo puzzle. So the Gemara says, Kiv Ndi Omama, Bifni Kamun Eisnelo, Rabbi Yechanan Vichanine, Chadoma Bifni Beis, Vichadoma Bifni Gimel. In view of the fact that he has to deliver the get to the Isha in the presence of two or in the presence of three, so the Shliach at the very outset is not going. So the Shliach at the very outset, so will be made dying, and he will make sure that the Baal wants his wife to be divorced. So Mimele, the Baal will not come and be Me'ar. Will you be Me'ar? So Rashi says as follows. Kim de Omama, we come, we've come on a Nishli as a Nishte, Vema, we've come on a Nishli, 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 we've come on a Nishli. So first of all, in all probability, the husband will not come and contest the get. And even if the husband will come and will contest the get, because the Shliach is trusted. Why do we trust the Shliach? Because the Shliach wouldn't undertake to save for an echtam unless he made sure that he observed it accurately and that he observed that the get was written and signed in his presence. Now, there is one Rashi here. The Matzvah Strei, the Gemara is Kasha. Hai Kure Chumrehu, the Matzvah Strei, Lo Yosef Baal Me'arhe Uposle, Chados Baal Me'arhe Uposle. So Rashi says, the Matzvah Strei L'mim Al-Lishmo, Suri Motze Baal Me'arhe, Hashke Ose U'me'arhe, Ve'ike Chad Libadecha. So he says, Hashte Ose Umare Amik Chadu Badecha. So the Gemara's Kashi, according to Rashi, is that since the Shliach is Neemon to sing for Nechtam for an Echtam, so then the Baal might come and contest the get and say that the get was written Shalom Lishmo. So then Besdin will have to declare that the get is possible, because there will be a choshe of one against the other. In other words, the Shliach said before the Echtam for an Echtam. So the Shliach in effect testified that the get was written Lishmo. And then the Baal comes and says that the get was not written Lishmo. So there is a hakoshe between two edechos. The Shliach on one hand testifying that the get is valid, and the Baal testifying that the get is not valid. Now Revolvo in the Sefer, so he raises the question, why does Rashi have to base it upon the fact that Ashkelos and Umaria Veike Chabri Badechad, so Memele the get will be possibly suffered because there is a koshe of one against one, but after all, the Baal is a Baal Ashtar. We see that the Baal Ashtar has certain demonis. The Daloche is, the Mishnah says, in the first Mishnah in Gittin, that if a Shliach delivered the get in Eretz Yisrael, so then the shliach is not required to send for nechtam for nechtam. So then if the Baal, the husband, comes and contests it, and he says that the get was forged, so is nemon. Why is the Baal nemon? If an edechot, one witness, not the husband, will say that the get was forged, he'll not be nemon. Because he the chad is rejected, is not considered. Only if two say that it's mizuyev. But if an edechot says it's mizuyev, so we don't pay attention. But Baal, there is a special halacha in regard to the Baal, in regard to the husband, that the husband can contest the get. And if the husband says that the get was forged, so then we trust the husband. Why? Because there is a halacha of a Baal Ashtar. There is a halacha of a Baal Ashtar. So, in other words, the Baal Ashtar has the monies, because the husband is the one who executed the get, and he made the get into a get through his directive to the Eidim to sign. So it became a valid shtar kinyan. So he is a Baal Ashtar, and he is the one who endows the get, the shtar, with legal validity. So mainly if the husband, the one who executes the shtar, says that the get is not valid, that it was forged, he is nemon. So mainly Rashi shouldn't say Not on the basis of akhosher of chanukah v'chad. If the husband is me'areh, so then he is ne'emon, because he is a Baal Ashtar. So then it's not a akhosher of one against one. But the husband has credibility. He is ne'emon, he is trusted, because he is a Baal Ashtar. How do we know that a Baal Ashtar has special emunahs? So that we know because of the halacha that is mentioned in this Mishneh, that if someone is making a get in the Eretz Yisrael and the shliach is not required to say for nechtam, if the husband later comes and contests the validity of the get, so he's nemon. So we see that the husband, as a husband, because he is the Baal Ashtar, he is the one who executes the shtar, he has special nemonis, special credibility. So Rashi should say here, that's the kasha that Revel raises. So then Revel gives the teretz that he mentions states the shite that dalet the dibur hamaslo made the rebbeza b'mzuyach mitechet. So teretz says the kasha, how does the gemara apply the halacha of mizuyach mitechet in connection with the get that was signed by competent witnesses, but it was signed shalom mishmo. So the Tavada mentions this thing of mizuy of miteche in the Miseches Sanhedrin in connection with hayishtamatante, the chsimale trigise ishtamatone that was signed by two brothers-in-law, so they are relatives, they are claiming, so they did him apostle. So even though they were in the Misire, in the presence of whom? The Shtamatonet.